Although our technologies have changed over time, our goal to understand the sun remains the same. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to Sun Earth Day 2011, Ancient Mysteries, Future Discoveries. This new theme opens the door to a variety of topics ranging from ancient solar sites and discoveries to current and future discoveries. Many of these new discoveries involve NASA missions that, when combined, tell an even greater story of our dynamic solar environment. So throughout 2011, we'll feature ancient locations that studied the sun, as well as numerous interviews with people who are directly involved with current and future NASA missions. So let's get started. In today's podcast, we'll hear from two astrophysicists at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, Brian Dennis and Gordon Holman. These gentlemen work directly with the RESI mission that explores the physics of particle acceleration and energy release in solar flares. To start the interview, I asked them to tell us a little bit more about the mission and, of course, that rather interesting acronym.
My name is Gordon Holman. I'm an astrophysicist at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in the Laboratory for Solar Physics, and I work with the RESI project. RESI is the Reuven Ramadi High Energy Solar Spectroscopic Imager, which observes solar flares on the sun. Solar flares are the biggest explosions in the solar system. They're much like storms on the sun, just as we have storms on the Earth, except in the case of solar flares, Earth storms depend upon activity in the Earth's atmosphere, while solar storms are also activity in the sun's atmosphere, but they're controlled by changes in the magnetic field on the sun. We study flares for a couple of reasons. One, scientific curiosity to understand how flares work. Plus, the physical mechanisms that occur in flares are also of interest in many other places in the universe for many other astronomical objects. So there's common physical processes in both flares and other objects in the universe. There's also a practical reason for studying flares that we have to understand how they work, affect our technology on the Earth, such as high-altitude satellites, the electrical grid, hence our cable TV, cell phone communication, GPS, and other such technology that we've become so dependent upon. One of the main purposes of RESI is to understand the physics of solar flares, meaning, first of all, how does a flare occur? What sets off a solar flare? We know solar flares occur in regions in the sun called active regions, where the magnetic field is strong and complex, but we don't know exactly when and how a flare is set off. And then when the flare is set off, the gas in the solar atmosphere is heated to very high temperatures, tens of millions of degrees, and also very high energy particles, which have speeds approaching the speed of light. We want to understand both how the flare occurs, what triggers the flare, and also what heats the gas to such high temperatures, and how these particles are accelerated to such high energies.
My name is Brian Dennis. I'm an astrophysicist at Goddard Space Flight Center as well, and my role with RESI is the official NASA mission scientist at Goddard. And for that, I'm responsible for trying to optimize the science that that RESI achieves. And one thing about RESI that's unique to any other mission that's ever been flown for solar flare observations is the ability to make images of the flares in X-rays and gamma rays. These X-rays and gamma rays are produced by the hot plasma that's generated during the flare and also by the particles that are accelerated to such high energies, both the ions and the electrons. And in the past, it has been very difficult to image in X-rays, in these X-rays and gamma rays, simply because X-rays and gamma rays are not reflected by mirrors or reflected through lenses. So you can't make an image in X-rays in the same way that you can make an image in a camera, for example, where you use a lens, or in a big optical telescope and where they use large mirrors. So with RESI, we adopt a different technique for making images, which involves basically shadow casting. You have tungsten grids that form shadows of the X-rays form shadows onto the detectors. And by rotating the whole spacecraft and recording every single photon, X-ray or gamma ray photon that comes in, we're able on the ground to take that information and reconstruct the image of the flare in X-rays and gamma rays as a function of time during the flare. And this has proven to be extremely valuable in understanding the basic physics of what's happening on the sun.
I'd like to thank Brian and Dennis for their time, and I look forward to future interviews with the people involved with the RESI mission. I hope you enjoyed this Sun Earth Day Highlights podcast. We're very interested in hearing your questions and comments, so if you have something to say, just join us on Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it in one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about this podcast, visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. You can also learn more about NASA by simply visiting www.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.